The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozelle Live by Dr. Tom Rozelle, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. Indeed, I am live and got a really interesting program for you today. One, because I've been doing a lot of reading and something that we've been doing for a lot of years. And we're going to talk a whole lot about immune function, but also the brain's ability to coordinate all kinds of downstream hormonal function, and when it doesn't, what happens? Is it just because you don't have the capacity? Is it, you know, something else that's taking place? Is it a coordination problem? Well, it's all of those things, but we're going to focus in on a little gland in the back of your head, right at the brainstem, and it's called the pineal gland. And that pineal gland, sometimes called the third eye, if you will, that third eye, the name comes from the fact that the pineal gland's primary function of letting light in and being able to control an output when it's dark. So here's how it works. This little pineal gland, the pineal gland sitting at the back of your brain, right, if you went to where you can't, the bottom of your skull, and you probably went up an inch. So it's like open your mouth, and it's just above the back of your throat and the back of your head. It's right in that area. It works with light and darkness. And this pineal gland, as it works with light and darkness, puts out a lot of different hormones that controls a lot of rhythmic function and action in your body. So this pineal gland, primary hormone is melatonin, which we're going to talk about. It makes that melatonin when the sunlight is out or light is out. And it works when the lights are off, and it has its highest peak between 1 and 3 o'clock in the morning. Now, we've touched upon it over a period of time, but I want you to understand what really takes place and why this is so important. But more importantly, how many of us have problems with all kinds of conditions that we don't know where they came from and why they're there and what's taking place. And it goes on and on and on and on. So, you know, it's kind of interesting when I start thinking about something during the week because I've noticed something, and then all of a sudden I read the things I read either from Joe Marcola's website, which, by the way, I know many of you read on a regular basis, or going into the books. I have a very dear friend by the name of Dr. John Lawrence in Sarasota, Florida. John is an expert on melatonin. A guy by the name of Schlesinger out in Nevada, who's probably the father of the physiological action of melatonin in modern world today. So we're going to talk a little bit about what happens with that, the mechanisms of melatonin production, but really what's going on in the body as a result of it and what happens when it's not stimulated. So he said, well, yeah, I sleep in a really dark room, so it should work, right? Well, maybe, unless the gland itself has been irritated in some way. And it can be irritated if you're not getting sunlight. Even though you have lights on in the house, all that does is it shuts down the capacity of that organ system to work. But you actually need sunlight to get it to stimulate. So if you're not getting outside in the middle of sunlight, you're not going to produce the stimulation to the pineal to produce melatonin. Or if you've had head trauma, you've hit the back of your head, you've had a car accident, you played soccer where you're butting your head with the ball, the plates of your skull that make up that protective hard head of yours. There's 22 bones of that hard mechanism that houses your brain. If those are locked and they're not working the way they're supposed to, the spinal fluid's not moving, then that pineal gland, commonly called the third eye, is not working the way it's supposed to. This little organ has been around for a long, long time. We're talking billions of years, but we need to really understand the mechanism of what takes place. So, you know, let's kind of deal with it a little bit and talk about it, because I'm going to relate it to your immune system and why it's so important. I'm going to relate it to, you know, how your whole body physiologically works, and so many of the other things that you're missing. And it's unfortunate, but in fact, we are. If you go in and you do your own research, and what I want you to do, and by the way, Dr. Lawrence, and his last name is spelled L-I-E-U-R-A-N-C-E, Dr. John Lawrence, recently wrote a book, and you're going to see things like using melatonin to reverse the aging process, to fight disease, to boost immune function, rebalance your hormones, enhance fertility, and a whole lot more. This organ system is incredibly important. For decades, you know, people have been using melatonin supplements to help them get a deeper night's sleep. But what we're understanding is it's far more than that. And why should you have to supplement that your body should be producing naturally? Well, unfortunately, because of the things that we talked about, we don't get outside, we don't get sunlight, we're having traumas and blows to our body, and particularly the upper portion of our neck and our head. And if those things aren't working physiologically in a normal way, then we're going to have a problem. So we need to understand these pieces. Dr. Lawrence, not only being a great author, he's a naturopath, as well as a chiropractor in medical tech and so forth. He's been in practice for pretty close to 30 years now. And this guy really gets it. His book is, again, is Melatonin, the Miracle Molecule. Dr. Johns has spent most of his career focused on fighting solutions to the core causes of all kinds of problems. And, you know, I call him the mad scientist because he has all kinds of protocols that most people wouldn't deal with. Some of the conditions, you know, that he sees, and, you know, I've learned from Dr. John as well, is degenerative neurological conditions like Parkinson's and Alzheimer's and autoimmune conditions, even chronic Lyme and different viral patterns and biotoxin illness, things that are coming from other areas, mold infestation, things that just don't go away. So here's the situation. How can this one little gland be so important in body's immunological response and making sure that our hormones are balanced, making sure that we repair rapidly enough, that it decreases the inflammatory reactions, when years ago we thought, well, you know, it's there, but, you know, what is it really doing? And then when we started treating it with, you know, low dosages of supplementation of oral melatonin. For some people it worked 3, 5, 10, you know, 15 milligrams. Quick story. When this goes back probably about 5 years ago, and I was teaching a program on immunological responses in Florida at the Florida Chiropractic Physicians Association, probably about 125, 130 people in my class. And we were talking specifically about this. And I asked the doctors in the room, I said, how many of you use melatonin to treat your patients? And probably about 75% of their hands went up. And I said, great. So how many of you use, you know, more than 10, 15 milligrams of melatonin? Standard of care was about that level. And pretty much the guys that were using it, everybody's hand went up except for a few. And then I said, how many of you use 50 to 100 milligrams? Now we're down to about 10. And I said, of you, how many of you will use more than 100 milligrams? And there was two people that raised their hand, and one of them was my dear friend, Dr. Lawrence. And I didn't know that John was in the room. And at that point, I had only met him probably 2-3 years before that and didn't have that much of a interaction with him. But, you know, melatonin now is called the miracle molecule, if you will, by many different people. And it has a huge impact on hormones and the body's ability to regulate on an ongoing basis. You know, if you go to bed at nighttime and you have ambient light in the room, you know, a night light, or you have your lights from your computer screen is still on, or flickering of your cell phone or any of those things, or the room is not black because you have ambient light coming in from outside, you're dysregulating, if you will, that pineal. One of the other things that we don't think about is the biochemical irritations to that. The that pineal gland can be dampened because of crystallization that can form around it because of the exposure to fluorides and chlorine. And it causes this hard crystallized form. So now it's not working. The movement of spinal fluid that is pumped by your skull bones and your pelvis, if they're not lined up properly, they're not moving. So that can't activate, if you will, the pineal gland in the melatonin production. You know, there's a lot of questions out there. It's like too much melatonin. Is there, in fact, too much? Well, you'd have to get to a place where a lot more than what we're talking about. I've used with patients up to 400 milligrams of melatonin for a short period of time. Now, here's the thing. The oral supplementation, unless it's a liposomal form, really does not work. And I don't want you going off and using melatonin unless somebody knows why it's not working and how much you really need. And there's a way of testing that through neuromuscle function response testing. The biohacks, the workouts, the meditations are all part of what can bring this into position. And by the way, when your melatonin levels are normal, you have a sense of inner peace, a increase in productivity, a presence and awareness that you normally wouldn't have in your body. So we want to learn about that. We want to learn why these things take place and what it really means to your immune system. How many of you have gotten sick over this last couple of years, you know, with all this craziness with COVID and the variants and yada, 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 and go out and get, you know, your shots and go out and do this. And now Pfizer's coming up with a new antiviral. Interesting. Our dear president, President Biden got sick again twice, right? And he took the antivirals from Pfizer. I wonder if that means they're not working or they do work or what the deal is and so forth. But, you know, and all of a sudden we're out masking again because dear Dr. Fauci tells us we have to mask. Well, you can talk to me privately and I will share my thoughts on that. And they're not sometimes meant for public venues. But, you know, my dear friend, Dr. Lawrence, has spent most of his career focused on finding solutions to core causes of disease. And I have a tremendous amount of respect for him and what he does. He's, you know, again, I'll use the term, he's my mad scientist. You know, Dr. John specializes in neurological function and regenerative medicine, and he is tremendously capable of it. You know, if you go into this week's articles from Dr. Mercola, you're going to find a whole article that was actually quite good. There's a couple things that I think needs to kind of be modified. But he did a interview with a guy by the name of Dr. Russell Reiter, R-E-I-T-E-R, who is known as an expert in this area. But besides, you know, touching on the fact that melatonin is one of the most important functions, you know, what I want you to understand is that there's a lot of pieces of the puzzle that it affects. And we're going to talk about cancers, and we're going to talk about immune function specifically and what takes place relative to the rhythm that the body goes through. We're coming up to a break. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizzo Live. I have a lot more for you. Don't go away. I'll be right back after some important messages. Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Rizzo. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizzo Live. Indeed, I am. We're talking about something really interesting. It's called melatonin. And we said that it's produced by that little gland in the back of your head called the pineal gland. And it's produced when it's actually activated in your system at night when it's black, when it's dark, and so forth. But your body regenerates that pineal function and the melatonin levels when you're out in sunlight, not just when you're around ambient light in the house and the lights are on and so forth. You've got to have natural sunlight to optimize it and for it to work properly. But one of the things I want to talk about, and something that's really important, and we'll carry that, we're going to talk about brain function, but we're going to talk about heart disease. You know, over this last couple of years, we've seen a tremendous increase in heart problems, and people have been dying and dropping dead of cardiac failure. We know that as a result of the vaccines that we have high levels of inflammatory disease of the heart. It's called pericarditis and myocarditis. And so there's a reason, and it's tied into not only the vaccines, but also the COVID viruses and so forth. And but what makes it even worse is the low levels of melatonin in most people. As I said earlier, you can't just go out and take a pill with this stuff because most of it is not absorbed very well, and most of them are way too low levels for it to have an impact. So when I see a patient that has a problem like that, we're going to look at trauma, injury, you know, to the cranial plates. We said there are 22 bones that make up your head. We're going to look at the ability or inability of the spinal fluid to move properly, and that can be structural misalignment and pelvic misalignment as well as the skull bones misaligning. And by the way, your jaw, your opening and closing your mouth, the lower jaw, the mandible, is called the pump handle of the cranium, of your head. And if that is not aligned properly, if your TMJ is off and things of that nature, it's not going to work the way it's supposed to. And guess what? It does have an impact. It does have an effect on melatonin production. You know, studies have demonstrated that melatonin has a significant effect on ischemia, or the loss of blood supply, you know, to the heart tissue, and also the lungs, and the relationship with hypertension and disease of the valves of the heart and so forth. Very interesting. One of the best articles I read was going back to 2016, and it was actually published by National Institute of Health, and you can go into NCBI dot, if I can remember the whole, NIH.gov, and check out their publication, and it's there. It'll be the effects of melatonin on cardiovascular disease. I think you'll find it very, very interesting. But here's the deal. You know, melatonin alleviates cardiac function in infection caused by myocarditis of several different mechanisms. It affects the mitochondrial function. We said the mitochondrial areas are these little energy packs, and the highest concentrations are going to be in your brain and your heart. So melatonin, you know, has been shown to have a very specific protective, cardioprotective effect against inflammation of the heart. So if you want to help somebody who's got, or yourself who has a myocarditic problem or pericarditis problem, you need to find out if the melatonin levels are adequate. And if they're not, that has to be supplemented. And you have to make sure that you go after the why is that, as I've said so many times. Is the cranial, are the cranial plates off? Are they jammed? Are they locked together? Is the spinal fluid not working the way it's supposed to? Was there other injury to the body, the upper portion of the neck? All these things. And is somebody, this person, this patient that's in front of us, are they a cave dweller? It means they don't go outside. They don't get any sunlight. And you're going to find that the majority of people that got sick over the last, you know, couple, 3 years fit that model. They're inside. You know, we know vitamin D is critical in immune function, but the melatonin is another piece that we have to take into consideration because of its impact significantly directly on cardiac tissue and brain tissue and pulmonary and so forth. And the levels are just way too low because we don't get outside and we don't protect ourselves. So you take everything into consideration. But there's article after article after article on, you know, melatonin and cardiovascular disease and melatonin alleviating cardiac function, you know, in a bad way, in sepsis, you know, meaning infection and organ system shutdown. It's really important that you do your homework. The stuff is there. It's been published. You get into government files and NIH and all this stuff is there. Why isn't it that's being put out there? I don't know. I'm going to have to let you make some of those decisions, but it's really excellent. Does melatonin help in sleeping and regulating your cycle? Yes. Can melatonin help you with atrial fibrillation? The evidence and the research says that, in fact, it does. If you have trouble sleeping, consider taking melatonin supplementation. But again, remember that the little pills and low levels aren't necessarily going to do it. There's article after article relative to heart failure and blood pressure and this relationship to melatonin and what's taking place. But you got to take the time, stop listening to the talking heads, and understand what happens with deficiencies and how those deficiencies occur. In my world, you know, in the world of natural medicine, we're going to be looking at so many different pieces of the puzzle. We're going to be looking at injury. We're going to be looking at the inability of the body to function at normal levels. It's very, very important that you put the whole piece, structural, chemical, stress levels all together and make a huge difference. We're coming up to a break. I find this subject fascinating. We're going to get more into it. We're going to talk a little bit about cancer effects and cancer therapies with melatonin. I could go on and on all day long. Matter of fact, one of these days I'm going to get my friend Dr. John Lawrence to meet with us. We'll be right back after some important messages.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live continues now on News Talk 105.9 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. I've got a really interesting program, one that's kind of tickled my fascination because it's something that we've been focused on for a long, long period of time, and it's the regulatory circadian rhythms that take care of body in every different mode you can possibly can. Everything has a rhythm. You know, your day, night and day has rhythms, the seasons have rhythms, but your body has a rhythm all the way in every aspect as you possibly can pinpoint and look at. So we're talking about this little gland called the pineal gland that is a master gland that seems to regulate virtually all kinds of things that are going on in the body. And we touched a little bit about how it affects cardiovascular function. And we know this last 2-3 years that the cardiovascular system has been under attack with the vaccines. We know, in fact, and it was published and admitted to, that the vaccines had a dramatic effect in production of something called pericarditis and myocarditis, or inflammation, if you will, around the cardiac sac. The question then becomes in my brain, is there anything that can deal with this? And one of the things that we know that makes a huge difference besides N-acetylcysteine and glutathione and things like that is melatonin. But you have to use it at a high enough level for it to make a difference. And there's experts out there that have been studying the effect and impact of melatonin for many, many years. And if you get into and you do a little homework on your own, you're going to find that that's true. We said that, and I said a dear friend of mine, Dr. John Lawrence, L-I-E-U-R-A-N-C-A, out of Sarasota, Florida, has spent his career working on brain function and neurochemistry that's related to that. And melatonin, as we said, can help not only fight disease, but it helps reverse the aging process. So is it one of the reasons that we get old quickly is because we don't get enough sunlight? Yes. Somebody said, well, I can't get out in the sun. I'm going to burn. Well, you need a little sun. You need to get just slightly pink to simulate your vitamin D levels, reinstitute normal pineal circadian patterns and rhythms. So this is an important situation. And in our practice, and over the years I've been in seeing patients, which is 45 years plus now, and hard to think about, you have this ongoing regulatory pathway that has been interrupted. And often it's interrupted simply because there's been injury, trauma, stress patterns that have gone unattended. And that's why we're good at what we do. We look at the trigger. We look at the why. Yes, you may have to utilize melatonin. You may have to break up the crystals that we talked about because of fluorides and chlorides and other elements like that. And so subsequently it's being, I'll use the term strangulated, so it can't produce what it needs to produce, and it goes into a dormant pattern. So there, you know, if you read Joe Marcola's work this weekend on melatonin, the interview that he had talked about, there's a couple different types of melatonin. Well, more importantly, they're produced in different places. What he was talking about is that the melatonin is not only produced in the brain, but is also produced in cells throughout the body and at different levels. Melatonin that your little engines, the mitochondria produce, these little engine pack, does not escape your energy production. It doesn't go into your blood. It stays within these little engines, these guys that keep you going. So you're not going to directly increase your blood or your serum levels of melatonin by these guys. These guys have a whole different mechanism that's related to their own production. So sometimes you have to upregulate, because until you can get these mitochondria to work, and by the way, one of the things that we use to get mitochondria to work are very specific forms of coenzyme Q10. You can buy a lot of junk on the market, but the ones that are really pharmacologically supportive are different, and they're produced by companies that are extremely reputable. So we have to make sure that we understand the differences, what's really taking place. And by the way, you know, I'm neglecting to tell you, but if you want to talk to me today, you can simply do that by calling 888-630-9625. I'm actually live and I'm here and would love to answer any of your questions. Oh, and by the way, you know, if you want to get a hold of me when I'm not on the program, I do respond to email. Simply go to rtr@rosellcare.com or go to the website directly. Go to drtomroselle.com. It's drtomroselle.com. And I will get back to you. I promise I will. You know, it may take me 2-3 days, but I promised I will reach out to you and make that happen. You know, in Mercola's article, he was talking about, you know, melatonin as it relates to heart, melatonin as it relates to the brain. And all those things are extremely, extremely critical. But here's the difference. Melatonin has far-reaching effects, and it has to do with how it affects viral impact, how it affects aging process of cells, melatonin and its relationship to cancer. For years, you know, people were saying, don't use melatonin for cancer simply because of the fact that it'll make it worse. Not true. The cancer cells are crazy cells that no longer have a coordinated control piece with them, and they begin to reproduce and replicate and so forth. And they're trying to survive. They're trying to be the major factor in that system. And I'm using some analogies that will get you to understand this a little bit better. There's a substance that the mitochondria use, they prevent pyruvates, these cancer cells pyruvate from getting the mitochondria, and it reduces your energy production. These things called adenosine triphosphate or ADP. And adenosine triphosphate gives you your ability to go, like you got the stamina, you have the capacity to do it, but it also gives every cell the ability to work the way they're supposed to. And, you know, there's a process called glycolysis, but it affects a lot of other things. It affects energy production through the transport of fat and its conversion into blood sugar, which your brain needs and every cell in your body needs. These are the important pieces. I give patients something called acetyl coenzyme, and it's very specific with cardiac and brain function. Melatonin, by the way, is a regulator of that pathway. So if your melatonin level is not working the way it's supposed to, and you're not getting it into the system adequately, it's not going to work. So what's your options? Well, get outside every day. Number one, that'll help. But if you want to begin to repair some, now you got to bring the system up, and you bring the system up by simply doing, this supplement, but you can't supplement with tablets. Well, you can either do liposomal forms, which will transport much more easily. You can take those orally. They're liquids. Or you can use a suppository form. Dr. Laurence has a company that produces those. And so you have to use them when you want to have the greatest activation. When's that? Nighttime. Remember we said that the highest level of melatonin production is between 1 and 4 o'clock in the morning. So you would take your melatonin level at night, probably about an hour or so before you go to bed. And so we have to make sure that you know, we know the rhythm. We know exactly when to do things, when not to do things. And it's incredibly critical that you do your homework. So this is one of those things that they don't talk about. They just like to sell supplements, or they like to say, well, this doesn't work for this. We've gone into a world where everybody has an agenda. My agenda is to make sure you do your homework and to make sure you understand that you have options other than shoving something in your body that's going to suppress, you know, a natural function that you should have. You know, we found out a lot of things over the last couple of years, right? We were told to, you know, to mask, and they said, well, the masks don't work, so now you have to double mask. Well, maybe you shouldn't wear the mask at all. And so you're confused. You get into, do they work or do they not work? The only masks that work are the ones that are going to be so significant that if you wore them, you would not be able to breathe at all. You wouldn't be able to bring anything in. So you have that piece. What's the truth? Yeah, well, you have to make that decision of what the truth really is. We know that if we were vaccinated for every virus that's out there, you'd probably have 150 different vaccines that are going in your body. Not okay. That further decreases immunological reaction and function and causes cancer effects and neurodegeneration and so forth. Do your homework. Read the articles. Go to NIH and start looking at PubMed. Look at all the things that have been published and put it out there. Just remember, your talking heads are not the guys that have all the data. They're given talking points and they're really good at it. So, but I want you to do the homework. I want you to understand, you know, what really exists and what you can do about that. I'm here at 888-630-9625. We're talking about this little guy called the pineal gland and its production of something called melatonin, but also realizing that the pineal gland is not the only cell in the body that come to realize that produces melatonin. And to be able to optimize it, you got to get outside. You got to get a little bit of sunlight, about 45 minutes a day. I don't want you out in the middle of the direct sun. You're going to get burned like a crisp. But you need, you know, about 10 to 11 o'clock in the morning would be a really good time. And not just going out for a weekend, but you got to have a little bit every day. Go for a walk. Increase and activate your immunological responses across the board. So what do we know about that? Well, we know that melatonin is a very potent antiviral. So why wasn't it used? I don't know. Your guess is as good as mine, but we were using things like melatonin and N-acetylcysteine and vitamin D and then natural anti-inflammatories at very high levels. And there's products out there that are really interesting. One we started with called Ceradivir. The company Phoenix Biotechnological Research Laboratories couldn't get emergency use for it, so they put it into homeopathic form called Oleander 4X, which you can get off of my website, by the way, drtomrosell.com. And we're going to be putting more things there for you. So, you know, tour around, see what's there. And by the way, if you want some information that's not available to you, you want to know how to put it together, we'll hook you up with the right people. We'll show you who to contact and, you know, make sure that you get the data. But understand that melatonin, this little hormone, no, it's not a little hormone, it's a major hormone that's produced by the pineal gland at the back of your brain, has many different pieces of impact in the body. So you have to make sure that you're aware of it. You have to understand that it's, you know, that it's an important piece of the overall puzzle. I want to take you through a little bit of process and how this actually works. And many of you are sitting there saying, you know, what does this have to do with anything? Well, it has to do with your hormone function, your libido, guys who are erectile dysfunction, any of those things, they're all related. And, you know, we could have a whole class, one I do teach, by the way, for doctors out in the field. So you have to understand that the interconnected pieces are critical and what they really signify, what they're doing. And we're going to touch upon that a little bit right now as we go through. And by the way, there's some very interesting podcasts. If you go to Dr. Laurence's website, he has a company called Mito Zen. It's really very straight up. We carry a lot of the products and because we find that they're work, but fighting degenerative disease and warding off infections, reversing the aging process, heart disease, brain dysfunction, all of those things. And as we said, fertility and erectile dysfunction and so forth, all of those things have very specific fixes, if you will, in the natural world. But we keep poisoning our body with all kinds of chemistries. Do you know how often it is today that I see people coming into the office with every type of medication, some of them 18, 19, I think the best I've seen so far is like 22 or 23 different medications. And people say, well, you know, doctors meeting and nurse practitioners and so forth. And there's so many of these people that are really good people, but so many of them say, you know, well, this is what we use for this condition, and you seem to be handling them okay. So, you know, we'll continue on that route. It's not okay. Please look up the side effects. If you go to drugs.com, drugs.com, there's a site that you can put in all the different medications that you're taking. And then you push the button and you can see the interactions and the effect that they have. You know, some people are taking medications that cause upset stomach, and then they take something to dampen the upset stomach, and then they have to take something that decreases the loss of calcium from the bone and so forth. All of that from now you're up to 4 or 5 different medications. And then, God forbid, if you're taking an anxiety drug or if you're taking something of that nature, it even worsens the outcome. But wouldn't it be great to know the health benefits, the things that you can do? What happens if something as simple as fasting could reset the pineal? Wouldn't that be interesting? Would you be willing to do that for a few days? Would you be willing to do it 2 or 3 days if you knew how to do it, if you knew what NAD was, if you knew what Lucitol was, if you knew what mTOR was and how it affected the cellular formation in your body and stimulating your own stem cells that have been dampened and put down? Wouldn't that be an interesting process? Well, they exist and you can do it. And that's what fasting does. You've heard all the information out there today about intermittent fasting. So you're only going to eat, you know, for 8 hours a day, nothing more. And you have to make sure that your food consumption is quality during that period of time. I generally go 12 hours, you know, without eating anything. And then I eat well and I get my normal caloric intake in the next 12 hours and I give my body a break and allow it to reset itself. It's probably one of the reasons that I've been able to make it through the last 2-3 years that I've had some challenges with. And those of you who know me, you know, have a kind of an idea what that's all about. But I've, you know, I'm getting stronger, I'm getting better and I'm moving forward and I'm looking to be 21 again. I wish, right? I hope. I keep doing and pointing out for you. We're coming up to a break. I want to give you some more data. We'll be right back after some very important information. Don't go away.
News Talk 105.9.
WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozell here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozell live, as you do every Sunday at high noon on the Eastern Seaboard. Those of you who are on the other end of the coast that let us know that you're listening, we appreciate you. Thank you very much. And let everybody know when we're here. And also, when you have a question, reach out. Please reach out. You can either do it drtomrozell.com, directly at rtr@rozellcare.com. And any of those ways, we'll get back to you. And we want to thank our men and women in service, as we always do. And again, I will go out of my way for you to make sure that you have all the information, the data that you need for the things that happen to you in your world. We appreciate you. We couldn't be us without you. You know, melatonin is the topic today. We're talking about its production through a little gland called the pineal gland. We're talking about that sometimes you need very, very high levels to reset the system, not only to get into the activation process of circadian rhythm. And we want to take it at nighttime because the highest peak of melatonin is between 1 and 4. The body does that for a purpose and it resets the system. Make sure that, you know, you realize it has a major impact virtually on every cell in the body, no matter what it is. And often so many of our problems that we have, the degenerative conditions that we suffer from, the aging process that we unfortunately all go through, but we don't have to do it by breaking down, getting old, losing calcium from the bone and so forth. We can do it in a much more graceful way. And the truth of it is that we should be on the planet for a long time. And there's a lot of reasons that we cut our longevity short. And the loss of melatonin is suggested that that may be one of them. Melatonin will help produce angiogenesis, or the formation of blood supply, but good blood supply to the cardiovascular tissue. Interesting article, if you will, in the British Medical Journal, came out in February of 2021. By the way, so much of the good data is outside of this country. They don't have the restrictions, unfortunately, that we do. And, you know, so go to their stuff, you'll find. But simply, if you really want to find good articles, go online and go to PubMed. It's an NIH government site, and look up, search the information that you want. But don't just read one article. Read multiple articles. Read other opinions, you know, that fly in the face of something that you've been told. Why believe what you hear on television when they're giving you snippets? They're only giving you talking points. Do your own homework. Go do what you should be doing. It's not okay just to believe one side of the subject. But, you know, this piece with melatonin is really critical. Did you know that melatonin helps produce something called tryptophan? Tryptophan is that chemistry that, when you eat too much turkey or you drink warm milk, that's the substance, the amino acid that's released, and that tryptophan then is converted into what's called 5-HTP or 5-hydroxytryptophan. And then from there, guess what it produces? It goes down a pathway and it produces serotonin, your feel-good juice, your relaxation juice. And then it back regulates and it goes ultimately and then produces a melatonin cycle, an activation cycle that your body needs for relaxation and stress reduction and so forth. Interesting, right? Something you were never told about before, right? Well, there's much more to that story than just that. So make sure that you do your homework, you understand it, you understand how it has an impact on the aging process. Make sure you understand that it has a tremendous impact on oxidative stress, which means that it destroys and damages tissue, that it can reverse it. It has an impact on growth of different target cells, meaning how it produces and proliferates other cell formation in the body, how it helps to regenerate tissue. And that's why it's called the anti-aging nutrient or chemistry or hormone in the body. And melatonin, by the way, is a hormone by definition. So, you know, do your homework. Understand that you can take control, but you can't take control of anything unless you do your homework outside of the news at 5 o'clock or 11 o'clock or whatever time you watch the news. Get online, go to PubMed, go to drugs.com, look at the interactions of things, look up multiple authors and people who really have had the experience in certain areas. See what they say. Then ask yourself the question, if it's not being put out there, whose agenda is it serving? Is it pro or is it con? It's important that you're smart people and you use your head and you continue to put data in there. Melatonin has a tremendous impact on angiogenesis, or the production of blood flow to the heart, to the brain, and to the lungs in any type of ischemic or an inflammatory process. Talk to somebody like us, call the doctors at the Result Center for Healing. They are up to date on this stuff. There are good functional medicine people out there that really understand this. If I can help you in any way, you know how to find me. It's real simple. You know, all you got to do is go to RoselleCare.com or DrTomRoselle.com or RTR@RoselleCare.com. And by the way, don't forget to follow me on Facebook. You can do that very easily. Go to R. Thomas Roselle and check me out. You don't even have to be a friend. Just jump in, and I'm always publishing pieces that will serve you, that will make you aware, that will tweak you a little bit to do your own homework. That's why I do what I do. I hope the program serves you. I hope that you understand that I continue to do this on a weekly basis for one reason and one reason only. I love you all. Talk to you next week. See you then. Bye.